2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hey, I'm supposed to speak first. I'm in front of the gold mic today.
Oh, whatever.
There's rules here.
There's no rules. Actually, that gold microphone matches nicely with your purple shirt.
Thank you very much. Not to be confused with the purple shoes we've been talking about
right.
for the last couple episodes.
Which your cheap ass should just keep both, but...
Well, I might. We'll see.
Okay.
Although, Skiri... Oh, hold on a second. Let's go around the room. Welcome to the 15-minute morning show.
We're the only people in New York left.
Well, yeah, the four of us here are the only ones, and Allie's outside working on ElvisDuran.com. So that everybody,
and Josh
and Scotty's here, yeah. There's Josh, there's a bunch of us here, but not every, there's 13 people on the show, 12.
And, but everybody else, we all have to fly out, so everybody's running around getting last-minute stuff done,
right.
And we got our stuff done, so we're going to give
you the good news is, I get to stand by the gold mic today for the first time on the 15-minute morning show.
I'm so liking excited. Dave Brody in the morning show.
Thank
this
you
is
very
nice.
Much. Well, you know, I've hosted some podcasts every once in a while, Brooklyn Boys, Walkers and Talkers.
Name drop.
So, who's in the room today? Well, Danielle and I are in the room.
Yep.
Best assistant Andrew is here.
Hello.
And best phone producer Diamond is here.
Diamond and I have a little love relationship going. We have this little thing.
Ooh, all right. Well, should we talk about the love relationship or the problem?
But let's talk about the problem first.
Okay.
And then we'll talk. Because we need you guys to settle this.
Okay. Yeah.
So
okay.
go ahead. Right. Set it up.
So most of the show is in Santa Fe, New Mexico at Elvis's home studio. He had a little studio built with some microphones, a little table. It's adorable.
I helped build it. It was a great time.
Yep. That's why he's the best assistant. And so we have laptops in the room when Elvis isn't in the room and he can Skype in and see everybody. But since nobody's here except Danielle, you can't see the room except for Danielle's face.
Yeah, because I Skype in from my computer.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm running a little bit late this morning, about 7 or 8 minutes. And so I'm in the tunnel coming into the city. And I have, of course, Z100 on. I want to hear what's going on. And it's like 6:02 maybe. And Elvis is like, oh, welcome to the morning. We have a great show. It's 9/11. We're going to talk about some things that are important. And he says, I'm here with Gandhi and Skiri and Nate here in Santa Fe. And of course, in New York, not a lot of people in New York, but we've got Danielle and Brody and Josh. And Danielle says, oh, Brody's not here yet.
Oh.
Now, wait a second. So I'm thinking in my head in the car, why does Elvis need to know that? Why does the audience need to know that? Why say that? Because he won't, and because, okay, here's a little background information. There's a program called Slack, which is like a chat room.
Yeah, that's what you were doing, slacking.
Okay, right. So when Elvis isn't here, we communicate through the Slack app. And so the first thing Elvis does at like 5 to 6 is he types in, hi, to everyone in the room so we could check in, make sure we're all on the same page.
They commented that you were in Slack even though you weren't in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
You tried to pretend you were here.
So I typed in, hi, back. Meanwhile, I'm in the car, right? Not I normally would be on my desktop. Mm. I mean, on my laptop. So this way, I'm like, I'm good. They think I'm here. This is great. I'm in the Slack room chatting with everybody. And Danielle goes in the air and goes, oh, Brody's not here. Now, she could have said, nothing. First of all, she could have said nothing. No one would have known. Or she could have said, oh, Brody's in the back. He'll be in a minute.
So, but wait a second. You're never here when the show starts. So,
well, that's because he doesn't say my name, so why bother?
No, so in my head, I didn't think I was doing anything wrong because normally you're not here and he goes, where's Brody? And we go, not here yet. He overslept or he's got traffic.
Or
there's a snowstorm that's right. really not there. And
it's the middle of the summer.
Right.
There's a snowstorm.
Right. And he,
It happens.
So,
hey, climate change.
So when he said, Brody, blah, blah, I took it upon myself to say he's not here because you're not normally here and he's used to that. So I wasn't trying to throw you under the bus. I actually was just trying to do what this show normally does.
Why does he need to know? He didn't ask. He said, oh, and Brody's there. He thought I was here. He's telling the audience, Brody's a part. He never mentions me at 6:01.
But in Danielle's defense.
Okay, Andrew, go ahead.
Thank you, Andrew.
In Danielle's defense.
Yeah.
What if he was like, Brody, do we have something queued up? She would have had to have said.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
He ran to the bathroom.
But now she's lying on your
bed. I'm not going to lie to Elvis. It's his wedding weekend. Come on.
Oh, so you get a whole week of not lying.
So I don't normally. I never lie to him.
Okay. Diamond, your thoughts on this?
I think that she should have just said nothing.
Thank you.
But.
That's my girl.
There better be a but. I'm going to give you a but. Girl.
What if he did? Like, what if Andrew's right? What if he said, oh, Brody, do you have something?
Right.
Then you put her in the position to lie on your behalf.
Thank you.
Would you lie on her behalf?
I think yes.
Okay. Absolutely. You would? Well, if it was a white lie, or if Elvis said, is Danielle there? I go, yeah. Listen, there was a long period of time that Danielle was late every morning.
Not for our show. It was with Greg T.
No. No. Before, we were in our old studios. We used to be in New Jersey.
Yeah.
We're in New York now.
So he's holding
and
a grudge.
Danielle was late all the time.
I don't even remember.
Danielle was late so often, we made us, this is, she doesn't even know this. This is this, I'm blowing the doors off, because this is like 12 years ago, 10 years, oh, 12 years ago?
Long time ago.
We told Danielle we really wanted her to have an entertainment segment on Greg T's show at 5:45, so she'd come in and be on the air just so she wouldn't be late for the 6 o'clock
show. Shut up, is that true?
That is absolutely true.
That is true?
That's absolutely true.
You mean Greg T didn't want me because he wanted me?
He, of course he
well,
wanted
other ways,
you.
Other ways.
But we couldn't figure out a way to get Danielle to get into work on time. Because we kept like, you got to be here at 6. So she'd come in like 6:04. I'm sorry, I'm late, I'm sorry. Oh, there was a car accident. Usually she was in the car accident. Oh, I got pulled over for speeding. I told the police officer, and he loves the show, and I'm sorry. I'm
that
like,
did happen several times, but wait.
So we had to create a segment.
Kids. After I had kids is when I started being on time.
Yeah, because she couldn't wait to get the hell out of there.
No, that is not true.
You need to see her in the mornings.
What are you saying? I see her every morning.
I'm always outside, and I know what the day is going to be like by the time Danielle gets to the coffee cart outside. Like, if I sit in the car and I wait for Danielle, once Danielle is, like, running down the block or I see her car pulling into the parking lot back there, I'm like, okay, I'm not too early. I could go inside now. Danielle literally runs
because Greg T's on the air and I want to get in and
with
give my 2 cents
and jackets and it's yeah. Like it's 90 degrees today. You don't need a jacket. She has like 3 things on this.
I'm
end.
Going
she
on an airplane.
Bag.
It's cold on the airplane.
And then you hear her laugh before she even crosses the street. Like, oh.
Because I talk to everybody. I talk to the parking attendant. I talk to the coffee cart guy. Yeah. I say hi to everyone in the morning.
Yeah. You have to budget an additional 10 minutes just so you can get your hellos.
Did you just say you're bringing a coat just for the airplane?
Yes, I freeze on airplanes. If you notice, I'm wearing a big sweatshirt. I brought a blanket with me. I have a blanket. Because on airplanes, I freeze.
I don't get cold on planes because I'm so busy sweating out of fear. You watch when we first got. So yeah. I buy 2 sodas in the airport.
He gets
I pay like $5 for the at least for the soda because it did rip you off.
Yeah,
and I have to have my soda because I can't wait till the soda cart comes around. Mm-hmm. So once we get in our seats, I put the seatbelt on. I start sweating out of nervousness, and so I turn that little fan knob on.
Oh,
like and it's like.
I turn everybody's fans off. Your fans goes off.
I put the soda against my forehead.
No.
Oh yeah. So I can't imagine a blanket.
I do really bad with the air that comes out. I always get nosebleeds, and then it's always worse because I'm a window seat.
Oh.
So then I'll just be like, excuse me, can I please leave?
Nosebleeds.
No, yeah, you know why you get nosebleeds? Because there's a friggin' million germs coming out.
No, because the cold air dries out my passages and then I get really bad nosebleeds.
You should bring nasal gel with you.
What?
You don't never heard of nasal gel? When you get a lot of nosebleeds, there's something called nasal gel and you put it on a little Q-tip.
Nasal gel? Diamond has no clue
you
what you're talking about.
You put a little bit.
By the nosebleeds and the nasal gel.
You put a little bit in right in your nose and it helps to lubricate.
But wait, so then my nose is going to look like I have a runny nose?
No.
To be slimy
you put
looking.
It inside just a teeny bit. Oh gosh, I have to take care of everything
around
here.
You lube the nose?
Yeah, I don't lube the nose, but my son gets nosebleeds, and that's what they told us.
It's not a fun time, and it's a lot of blood. I'm just saying.
Oh my
also,
gosh.
Santa Fe too, because the air is so thin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta drink a lot of water.
Expect my nose to bleed at the wedding.
So speaking of air on a plane, have you guys ever been on a plane that before it takes off, or as it's taking off, the steam fog stuff starts coming out of all the vents?
Yeah.
That freaks you out, right? I think the plane's on fire.
I feel like it's like it's sanitizing.
Yeah.
Something. I like
it. Oh, see, I'm the pessimist. I'm like, the plane's going down.
Am I the only one that likes...
Yes. Yes. The answer's always yes
no,
with you.
I like turbulence.
Oh, whoa.
Not a crazy amount of turbulence, but I like it rocks me to sleep.
No.
In what world?
Oh my gosh. Before... Andrew, and my not... Before the plane even takes off,
she's
I'm out cold. And I don't wake up usually till the plane lands. That's why people are like, don't you want to fly first class? I go, I'm not paying for first class when I won't enjoy it. I sleep the whole time. I'm not going to enjoy first class.
Are you guys on the plane? Are you guys on the same plane with us today?
No.
No.
The best thing about flying with Danielle.
Oh, here we go.
You know, is when she falls asleep.
Yeah.
Why?
Because, okay, so imagine the look on someone's face when they're completely confused and they go, huh?
That's me.
Danielle falls asleep with her mouth open, her head back. Yep, and everyone takes pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all have many pictures of Danielle falling asleep on planes.
Scotty B.
But we're not allowed to post them.
Scotty B. Oh, yeah. Elvis and Scary post them all the time. My husband posts them all the time.
Okay, but you know what? Normally I respect you,
yes.
But today when you fall asleep, because what you did to
no!
me today,
and
you
read, no!
I am posting that picture.
Yes. Scotty actually said.
I may do an Insta story.
Scotty actually said, could you make sure your seat is close to mine? I'm like, oh, that's so sweet, Scotty. You want to sit by me? He goes, no, I want to take pictures of you when you're sleeping.
It's the best.
I'm like, you're an it's asshole. It's the best.
I don't take your picture.
You don't.
I've sat next to you on many planes.
See, Andrew respects me, and I love that about him.
He's too busy worrying about his bloody nose.
No,
yeah,
Andrew,
that's also true.
You guys suck.
I said, remember the worst plane we had?
Oh, my God.
They kept us on the plane for, like, hours.
And then they let us get off, and we had to take a car service home.
Yes. I was going to rent a car. We were going to stay over your parents' house.
No.
It was a great time.
It was nuts.
Just fun traveling stories with Danielle.
Diamond, do you not fly a lot? You look like you're just out of this whole thing.
No, I just don't like, I don't like flying.
Why?
I literally sit there. I have to have gum in my mouth. I have to have the big, like, headphones on. Because my ears pop really bad. And I just like sit there and close my eyes and just
zone.
Hands crossed.
Now, do you know the ear trick to get your ears to pop so they're okay?
Swallow?
No. But that's a good way to get a free flight.
No. Oh my gosh.
What?
Brody.
What? I didn't say anything. Didn't say anything. No, you hold your nose. And you try to blow through it, and it pops your ears open.
Oh, too scary.
It's not scary. It just it causes the pressure inside your ear to equal out, and it pops your ears open.
The last time
so when you're
I went
landing,
on a flight,
and all of a sudden you can't hear, you just you
yeah, but
like
it doesn't
that.
Always work. And the last time
works.
I went on a flight took a week or two for my ears to clear.
Oh,
yeah.
See, that happened to me when I was a child, and that's why I don't like it.
Yeah,
like I get nervous.
I'm take
like,
a lollipop with you. Also, suck on a lollipop.
Allergic.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. She's
hey. Don't be insinuating stuff with the suck on a lollipop thing.
That's kind of...
Dude, wow. He's a dirty birdie.
No, I'm not.
I don't know if the David Brody show would last on the air for too long.
It would have to be on like a, you know, satellite or
what?
Something.
You guys, I don't know what you're talking about.
It would be a perma-dump button.
Anyway, how much time do we have left?
Oh, we have like 4 minutes.
I wanted to talk about my little crush I have on Diamond.
Who doesn't
on,
have one?
Wait a minute. So
have you always had the crush
no,
since like a minute and a half
so
ago?
No, but she's so cute. Like every day, stop. Like she comes in and she's just she makes me feel so good every day. She always has a compliment, tells me how much she loves me, gives me a hug. It's just the sweetest thing. I love her so much.
Danielle's just so cuddly.
My favorite thing about Diamond is when there's no one on the phones, she'll just stand up and there's no music playing and she just starts dancing.
Yes.
And she starts popping. And
you gotta wake it up.
And tomorrow's her birthday. Happy birthday.
Yay.
Unfortunately, we're not going to be with her on her birthday. And I said, Andrew and I were talking today. Andrew's like, what do we can't bring a cake in when nobody's here. So he's like, and we can't bring a cake tomorrow because she's not here. So I'm like, oh, what are we going to do?
You know what? You can share in the wedding cake on Saturday.
Yes.
Oh. I should be on top of the wedding.
Tomorrow, reggae night in Santa Fe.
Oh,
yeah,
I found
that?
It.
You did not.
Yes,
where?
I found it.
First of all, Andrew's the best. He found something for me to do on the night of my birthday in a town I've never been to. Like, I'm so excited.
Are we all
and
going?
It's reggae night. If you want to, come on.
Nothing.
It's Diamond's
nothing
birthday party.
Says reggae like Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I know, I'm a little nervous.
I was shocked.
What?
They said they're switching to a Latin night soon. But
okay.
Because you booked
isn't working for
the
them.
Best part about the story was the guy was like, the person who I spoke to on the phone was like, yeah, there's no fee for a table. You don't have to buy anything. You can just come and like get a table for as many people as you want. So I'm like, okay, so we're going to be 10 people. We're going to take over the bar. He's like, yeah, the guy, the musician booked months, like he booked himself for every Thursday for several months.
Oh,
that's what? The schedule of this bar. Imagine just being in a town
now,
that small.
Was that the
like,
guy at the reggae club's accent? Hi, come on down to the reggae bar. Because that doesn't sound very authentic reggae to me.
It's all different nights. So Wednesdays are karaoke. I was hoping for karaoke personally.
Oh, yeah, that would have been fun.
But
you know what
reggae is a good alternative.
What'd you want to find?
Mechanical bull.
Oh, I bet we can
what
find that.
What says 25
no.
better than no? a mechanical
and no
bull
karaoke?
In Santa Fe and just, woo! You know?
Well, I've already met my insurance deductible for the year, so we can go ahead and do
Wait
that.
You're not allergic to a mechanical bull.
I won't be tomorrow.
You're allergic? Oh, jeez. We got to watch this one.
So you're going to ride the bull.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
There's no mechanical bull, I was told, in the city
See
of Santa Fe
wedding.
For 25 miles around it either. They only come around for the state fair.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.